is the story.
Presenting This is Russia, and continuing the true story of Vasily Kotov, the Russian bomber pilot who escaped from behind the Iron Curtain. Now in the United States, Vasily Kotov is at last able to tell his story, to give an account of his own life and experiences. Today's story is called Case Number 876.
When I first arrived in the United States, I expected to be followed and questioned by the secret police. I expected it. You cannot blame me for this. In the Soviet Union, we all expected to be followed and questioned and investigated by the secret police. The organization there is a very well-known one, known by many names. It has been called at various times by the initials OGPU, GPU, NKVD, and the MVD. Every citizen knows of them and stands in terror of them, for they work with the weapon of terror. This is the story of how they work.
Comrade Efimov.
Yes, comrade?
You have completed the reports on your case, have you not?
The file is completed, yes. The woman was deported to the north.
Good. I have another for you.
The same?
Very similar. This is perhaps an even more definite case. It should cause you a little trouble.
I never have trouble, comrade.
True. Your record is most excellent. I have the start of the file here. The man's name is, Maxim Timofeevich Ustinov. There is his dossier. He was a child of 10 when the revolution began. He joined the Young Communist League, and later, through recommendation of his comrades, he was accepted into Frunze Naval Academy.
He's still a naval officer?
Yes.
That makes it more difficult.
In what way?
They move around, so these military persons. It's not like observing the activities of a kulak peasant or a shopkeeper in a small town. There are always problems.
Do you wish to refuse the assignment?
Oh, no, comrade. I was merely making an observation.
I've had personal dealings with this man before. I'm convinced that he is a dangerous element. He came here to my office with a prepared statement, trying to curry favor. Here it is in the file. Read it for yourself.
Let me see. I, the undersigned, do formally repudiate
my father, Timofey J. Ustinov, a kulak and former tradesman. I trust the Red Fleet community will accept my declaration not as an attempt to ingratiate myself for fear of a blow, but as a sincere effort to break all ties with elements alien to our epoch. The judge is requested by me to see to it that my declaration for the transfer of land and property from T.J. Ustinov homestead to the nearest collective is acted upon. Signed, Maxim Timofeevich Ustinov.
I knew Maxim Ustinov very well. He was one of my friends. I knew that he was a good man, eager for the things that good men want. Perhaps with the gesture of making that declaration, Maxim hoped to satisfy the authorities. But it is not that way with the secret police.
You have all the notes?
Yes, comrade.
Prepare them for the record and mark this for my signature. Case number 876 admits his unfortunate parentage, but claims full sympathy for Soviet aims.
Anything else?
Yes, write out the order to expel number 876 from the Young Communist League and prepare a copy of the record to be sent to the commissar aboard the battleship October Revolution. Mark it with this notation. We are informing you of the above for the purpose of Maxim Ustinov's exposure and discharge from the Red Fleet. Well, that brings you up to date, Comrade Efimov, except for one thing. Evidently, the Navy intends to ignore our suggestion as to the disposal of this case.
Indeed.
They will learn that we do not give up so easily. Do you understand?
I understand perfectly.
Good. Case number 876 is in your hands.
That was the beginning of the manhunt. Maxim Ustinov was a marked man. The file is complete, and it tells the story in its entirety. At one time, my friend Maxim was trailed by as many as 6 different agents. But even though the agents had orders to guard this naval officer closely, they apparently had to stretch their imaginations to find any conclusive evidence against him. This was one of their reports.
Sabotage. During the tea drinking, Ustinov arranged to play a concert of records on the electric phonograph. The small control motor was overloaded and broke down. Now the relay system of the ship is out of order.
This they call sabotage. But contact had been made with the agent, Isofi. He was assigned to the task of developing a case against Maxim, and his first report read...
The following compromising material is available on Ustinov. While stationed at the base in the port of Tallinn, he purchased 20 foreign phonograph plates with the recordings of émigré artists Leshenko, Sokolsky, and others.
Now the net was coming closer. The secret police were adding numbers together in a fashion that would produce the result they wanted. Maxim had bought records of artists who had left Russia. He played those records aboard his ship. Forget the fact that he had been awarded the Order of the Red Star. Forget that this was an award for heroism in battle. Now they must discredit him before his officers and men so that final disposition of his case might be made. And the orders came through. They are part of his file, a matter of record that I myself have seen.
Request to establish regular agency surveillance over Ustinov, giving special attention to uncovering his connections. Verify whether there was not cowardice in battle. Ascertain his relations with his superior officers. His work as an officer responsible for the political equality of his men.
The net is drawing closer now. Agent Efimov must submit some evidence of cowardice. It is not a mere request, it is a demand. It must be made a part of the record of Maxim Ustinov. But Agent Efimov is equal to the task, for he obediently reports...
During military engagements, Ustinov displayed indecision, confusion, and great nervousness. On encountering transports, he did not show quick action in having them thoroughly searched. He wrecks the assignments given by the commander through improper placement of personnel.
Remember, please, that I had not seen my friend Maxim since 1941... The file which I read was discovered by an American soldier in the rubble of the former Gestapo headquarters in Berlin. They apparently had been captured by the Germans during the invasion of the Soviet Union. But it was evident that the secret police were beginning to get the kind of reports they asked for.
Lieutenant Semerov to see you, sir.
Have him come in.
I'm already in, Maxim.
Lex, good to see you.
And you. It's been, how long now?
13 years? Huh? 13 years since we were together at the academy.
Right. And in all that time, I've had not one word from you.
Well, I'm not much for writing, you know. But sit down, please, Alexa. Tell me all about yourself. What have you been doing?
Well, it's not much to tell, really. I'm afraid I've led rather dull life compared to yours. They tell me that you have really progressed. Order of the Red Star and everything.
Oh, not so much. I've been lucky. And how about you? Do you have a command now?
Yes, but strictly a land-based assignment. I was on a battleship and then took over as instructor at the academy.
That's good news. We couldn't have a better man to show the young ones what makes the wheels go round. You back at sea now?
Yes, but still through the academy, commanding the exercises before graduation.
Oh, I remember how we dreaded facing that. The last long step before we'd get our commissions, and it was the hardest one of all. Remember how you and I worried over the final test with the... you remember his name, don't you? The curly-head fellow who always dressed so well.
You... means Sashka.
Yeah, that's right. Sashka Alexandrovna. I used to go with his sister when we were at the academy. Evdokia, remember her?
Yes, yes.
What's wrong?
Nothing. No.
Yes, there is. Did I say something?
Then you haven't heard.
Heard what?
About Sashka.
No, I haven't heard anything. I only write his sister about once a year. Well, what is it?
Well, I don't really know. I thought you might.
What do you mean?
Well, evidently he did something or other. All I know is that one of the GPU agents came around to ask me some questions, and from his attitude, I gather that Sashka is due to appear before people's court to answer some very serious charges. You know something about it?
Not a thing.
Well, it's probably nothing that concerns us. Like I told the agent, he always seemed to me to be pretty nice sort of student, eager, all that.
Yes. He is. It seems too bad that he's mixed up in anything. Don't know what it could be.
No, neither do I. I gave my opinion, such as it was, and let it go at that. But you know what happens when some of these people get an idea in their heads.
Yes, I know exactly what happens.
My dear Evdokia Alexandrovna, I have just been informed of the news. If you should see Sashka, give him my regards and tell him I do sympathize with him. We, all of us, will be there, so to speak. He will understand this. Good or bad, drop me a few lines anyhow. My word, how sad and pitiful it is.
That letter to a girl was intercepted. It marked Maxim Ustinov as a sympathizer with a man who was sentenced before the People's Court. It was more than a serious indiscretion. It is the last entry in the file on my friend. It closes the case as far as we know of it. We can only guess at the end. Is he living now as a slave in the labor camps to the north? Has he been banished from the country which he served, from the friends he knew, from the life he lived? Is he living or is he dead? We can only guess. For on the files of Maxim Ustinov is this notation of the secret police.
Concerning case number 876, the case is closed.
And we can only echo the words expressed in his last letter. My world, how sad and pitiful it is.
This has been the 11th in the series, This is Russia. Vasily Kotov, former Russian bomber pilot who has escaped to the United States, will continue his story in the next program of this series with a narrative of the so-called equality of women in Russia.
Case number 876 was written for This is the Story by Robert C. Vinson, based on characters created in the book Land of Milk and Honey by W.L. White. This is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.